question was asked, Chanoch was turned into an angel, according to one medrash, so wasn't that a punishment, because a human being can actually grow, and Chanoch was not able to continue growing. So that medrash says that Hashem knew that Chanoch would not stand up to the test of continuing to live, and the next period he would fall, and so he was taken earlier to be an angel. So isn't there an element of that being a punishment? So the Talmud has a broad discussion. Is one better off being created or not? Are we better off having come to this world, or would we have been better off not coming to this world? Big discussion in Talmud. And at the end, the Talmud says, Noach lo l'adam shelo nivra. We'd have been better off not being created. Ah, we have all this great potential when we're created. Yeah, we have potential to go up, we have potential to go down. And somehow, every time we come to Yom Kippur, we have a whole lot of things to talk about. So theoretically, man is created, and he has the potential to be Moshe Rabbeinu. He has potential for great greatness. True. Realistically, most people do not realize that potential. They keep going through lives again and again and again that are futile, and they don't reach their potential. And on the contrary, they work the wrong way. So this idea that man is greater than angel, that's potential. But in reality, man very often misses the mark. It's up to us to make the mark, but it's very common that we miss the mark. And if a person was making the mark for 600 years, and then it was worthwhile to make him pass from the world so he doesn't fall, so you're asking, is there an element of punishment in that? It's possible. It's possible. It's possible that on some level he should have stood up to that test, but it's a pretty sweet punishment. And he doesn't drop dead. He becomes an angel. So in that sense, you see, it was a way up.
How do we become in the land? How do our soul come? Because our soul becomes like an angel. Do we actually, you know, have discussion?
Oh, that's like another discussion. Wait, that's another question. Wait. Slowly.
Too bad if we like,
one step at a time. Wait, let's finish this, and then you asked, would Chanoch and Noach have joined forces, wouldn't they both be better off? So we have to know that there are different strengths and different ways to serve Hashem. We're not all the same. We're not all the same as far as our personalities and our potentials and our strengths and weaknesses and our approach. There are many ways to get to the top of the mountain, and we don't all follow the same path. We could not follow the same path. Diracheha darchei Noam. The paths of the Torah are pleasant, because there are multiple paths. Although the Torah gives us a way of life, there is much room for each person to find his place within the paths of the Torah. And an example of that we find in people's connection to Judaism at large. You have people who are more emotional, you might call it spiritual, people who connect on the emotional level, and they're not so interested in logical arguments. And then you have people who are very interested in logical arguments, and that's everything to them. So those two approaches have different strengths. In a time of affliction, in a time where there's an inquisition, where people are hurt, where people's children are taken before their eyes, so in those times, people who are connected emotionally can sometimes break. And a person who has figured it out logically says, this is what's right, and even though it hurts, I'm going to do it. And yet at a time when you have a Haskalah movement, and you have people arguing, and you have all kinds of philosophical claims, so at those times, if someone's worked his way through the logic, they can sometimes get taken, they can sometimes get scared, they can sometimes get confused, and they can sometimes fall. And that's what we find historically, that at the time of Haskalah, so the Hasidim weren't touched. The Hasidic movement went strong. It's the Dafka the Yekis, it's Dafka the people who kept working through logic and intellect, they were brought.